I'm talking with Barry Sipper, a co-author of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. And Barry, now we're talking about Chapter 7, which has to do with vortices, turbulence.
Yeah, well, the Navier-Stokes equations are arguably among the most important equations in mathematics and mathematical physics. They really underlie a lot of what goes on in the world around us, from, you know, sort of the equations that describe the atmosphere, the weather, to things that talk about how ships move through water, how planes stay up in the air, and so forth. So they're incredibly important from a practical point of view, but also incredibly important from a theoretical point of view. They contain a lot of challenges. They're, again, one of these so-called million-dollar prize problems. And so they continue to be worked on and studied from a variety of directions.
So we have the equations, and they're very useful. People use them for fluid flow. To solve the equation, it winds up being an approximate solution.
Yeah, for the most part, they're studied from a computational point of view. There are aspects of them for which there are exact solutions. The other thing is that the version of the Navier-Stokes equation that are, of course, of greatest interest would be the ones that describe actual physical three-dimensional fluids. But the Navier-Stokes equations can be written in any dimension, even one dimension, where they turn out to be not that terribly difficult. But two-dimensional Navier-Stokes are of tremendous interest in themselves. They do have some practical aspects. The atmosphere, to a certain extent, can be thought of as a two-dimensional film. It's a very thin thing spread over the globe. And also, two-dimensional fluid flow can be used as sort of a test case for techniques that you also want to apply to higher dimensions. So this article is about relatively recent result, kind of wrapping up one aspect of the study of two-dimensional fluids, in particular in the study of vortices.
All right, that's Barry Sipper talking about vortices and the Navier-Stokes equations. Thank you very much, Barry.
Thank you, Mike.